Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
That's what a lot of people have been forecasting for the global economy, including David Levy, the chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center. You're more optimistic about the United States than the rest of the world. But, David, it's no secret you've been doom and gloom on the overall economy for quite some time. No chance things are going to be significantly better in 2015?
Oh, sure. And again, if I can differ slightly with the doom and gloom, we've been very optimistic about the long run, and there have been some peers who felt things would do quite a bit better. But overall, clearly we've been concerned about the deep problems in balance sheets in the United States, which are better but still there, and around the world where they're worse than ever.
David, remind us of those deep problems in the balance sheets. Well, we often have guests that come on and say, you know what, corporate America has gotten, you know, a lot healthier and better when it comes to their balance sheets.
Well, first of all, the balance sheets can be anywhere in the private sector where they're excessive. In the U.S., we saw both the household sector and corporate sector had record amounts of debt going into the last recession relative to their incomes. Now, after quite a few years of expansion, again, they're not as bad as they were, but historically still quite high. And the interesting point about corporations cleaning up their balance sheets is that the large companies, the ones that get the most coverage, of course, have done pretty well lowering their debt to sales ratios, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at CompuStat data, look at medium size and smaller companies, then you see that's where the debt has continued to rise, or at least hasn't gotten better. And that's where the vulnerability is in our economy next time we have some kind of a shock.
All right. Well, draw us a picture, if you could, of how things could devolve. Right now, as we mentioned, the numbers are pretty good for the United States. And European numbers aren't getting worse. They're not great, but they're not getting worse at the moment. And the ECB is looks like they're going to do some QE. So what's the scenario you see ahead?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, when we do this kind of analysis, we're looking through what's called the profits perspective. We're looking at the flows of funds that are going to affect profitability in each economy. For the U.S., as you indicated, we're entering the new year in a pretty good clip, about as well as we've been at any time of this expansion. And it's not from the domestic economy that we see any kind of a threat, at least not over the next year. The threat to the world and to the United States comes in three vulnerabilities. One, Europe, where they are benefiting from some of the effects of the oil price cut, but this is, I think, a temporary tonic. And in the emerging markets, where there are much deeper problems and threats of real breakdown in investment and financial stability in the next year. China continues to be just, if there was a Guinness Book of World Records for extreme balance sheets and financial conditions, I think China would be in there under several different categories. The fact is that they are struggling in Beijing to find a way to slow this thing down without it breaking down, and that's pretty tough.
So, David, if we can fast forward 12 months and mm-hmm. we're here in December of 2015, what do you think will be the major stories we will have kind of dealt with over the next 12 months?
Boy, there's a lot of different ways this could play out. I certainly mm-hmm. think that the fact that the U.S. looks like it's outperforming the rest of the world, whether that's everybody not doing so well, and the U.S. not doing as badly, or everybody doing okay and the U.S. doing really quite well. And I think that will be reflected in financial markets as well. I think the big question is going to depend on what kind of policies we get out of China. How hard are they going to work to stabilize their economy? They seem willing to let it slow down, but there are some contradictions in that. The Europeans, on the other hand, have to, in some ways, keep the pressure off from more austerity or even maybe let some of these countries allow their deficits to widen just a little bit, because Europe really has got so many issues with poor quality debt and bank problems that they're not really likely to get a big pickup in investment, even if they get a little momentum. So I think that there are a number of different issues, the political issues, and I think the state of investment in the rest of the world would be two issues I particularly focus on.
Well, how about oil prices? How much of an offset is that to the downside forecast that you see?
Well, it's, you know, of course, it's interesting because there are the two effects. One is a redistributive effect, and clearly that's helping us somewhat. It's helping Europeans a lot. It's helping China. It's helping India a lot. It's not helping Venezuela or Russia too much. But as long as you don't get into some kind of a major financial problem from that, the world gets overall benefits from that. The second level of effects has to do with the oil industry cutting back on its investment. And that, I think, is going to hit the United States with a little bit of a lag. It's starting now, but we'll see that more later next year.
But do other industries, David, get to compensate by having lower energy costs, and they can then up their capital expenditures?
You got to my next line. And I think that will happen, and it's too diffuse through the economy to necessarily see exactly where it's happening. But, when consumers spend less on gas, they spend on something which gets spent on producer spends on something else, and the effects spread all through the economy. I think because it's less severe, it's a little bit of a slower effect.
Mm.
By and large, I think, clearly through the winter, I think petroleum price is a net positive.
Going to leave it on that note. David, have a great new year. Happy New
Year
to you.
Thank you, Carol, and you, Mike.
David Levy, he's chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center, joining us on the phone from Mount Kisco, New York. You are listening to Taking Stock on this Tuesday, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.